This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new logo on agricultural products will help identify Illinois farmers, fishermen, and ranchers who served in the military. The State Department of Agriculture and Illinois Farm Bureau say veterans can take part in a national branding campaign called Homegrown by Heroes. It allows agricultural producers who served or are serving in the military to advertise that fact by putting a special logo on their products. A statewide steering committee says that consumers and businesses eventually will see the logo on business signs and in places where they buy agricultural products, giving them the opportunity to support farmer veterans. According to Meeting Place, the American Veterinary Medical Association has passed a resolution to update its policy on sow housing. This resolution continues the AVMA stance of not opposing the use of gestation stalls, but adds language to address the quantity of space and warns against conditions that could produce disease, stress, or fear in the animals. The resolution states sow housing and management systems should provide every animal access to appropriate food and water, promote good air quality, allow proper sanitation, protect sows from environmental extremes, reduce exposure to hazards, facilitate the observation of individual sows to assess their welfare, and provide sows with adequate quality and quantity of space to allow them to assume normal postures and express normal patterns of behavior. The association encourages ongoing research to better understand and meet the welfare needs of gestating sows. The emerald ash borer, a destructive pest responsible for killing millions of ash trees in North America, has been confirmed in two more Illinois counties, Peoria and Tazewell counties. The emerald ash borer is a small metallic green beetle native to Asia. Its larvae burrow into the bark of ash trees, causing the trees to starve and eventually die. Since the first detection of the pest near Detroit, Michigan in 2002, it has killed an estimated 250 million ash trees. Quarantine rules have been implemented in infested counties, meaning residents are to make sure not to transport any firewood or untreated wood products outside their county of origin. The emerald ash borer is often difficult to detect, especially in newly infested trees. Signs of infestation include thinning and yellowing of leaves, D-shaped holes in the bark of the trunk or branches, and basal shoots. Anyone who suspects an ash tree has been infested should contact their county extension office, their village forester, or the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Counties under quarantine currently include Coles, DeWitt, Douglas, Effingham, Fayette, Macon, and Piatt County. There are 36 known counties with infestations in Illinois. This fall, Illinois farmers are expected to harvest one of the largest crops ever. However, there will be many risks that they will need to manage. Speakers at the Harvest 2014 conference, which takes place August 21st at Decatur's Progress City, USA, will address many of those issues, including a maximum of 14.5% moisture for corn, supply challenges for propane needed for grain drying, and what to do with corn that has genetic traits unapproved by some global buyers. Harvest 2014 will begin at 9 in the morning and conclude at 4 in the afternoon. It will be held in the Morton Building at Progress City. Registration, coffee, and a trade show will begin at 8 o'clock in the morning. Pre-registration by August 15th is encouraged by registering at www.harvest-2014.com. The Bond County Fair kicks off this week. I spoke with one of the organizers with the fair about their show schedule.
On Thursday, July 31st, we will be having steer show at 9 o'clock in the morning. At 5 o'clock, we are having the poultry show, judging. And then Friday, we're having the beef show at 8 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, we will be having the sheep show. At 7 o'clock, we are having a Western horse speed warm-up show. And 6:30, we're having the four-wheel drive truck, farm tractor, and Excalibur tractor pull. On Saturday, we start out in the morning at 8:30 with the Western Horse Speed Show, and that's when the Antique Farm Expo also goes on. At 1 o'clock, it's harness racing. 3 o'clock, it's the goat show. And then on Sunday at 10 o'clock, we have a goat show, and at 9 o'clock, we have a rabbit show. 5 o'clock that evening, we have the swine show. And on Monday is the 4-H auction at 6 o'clock. And on Tuesday, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, is the dairy show.
Well, it sounds like you have quite a busy time, and I think it's impressive that you guys have a dairy show, seeing as not very many county fairs in the area still have one.
Yes, we're very fortunate. I think all of our classes are pretty well full on the dairy.
The shows aren't the only thing the Bond County Fair is getting prepped for.
Yes, in the evening, in the community building, we're going to be having a live bee demonstration going on Thursday through Sunday, which people have found very interesting. And our Antique Farm Machinery Expo on Saturday, they are leaving the fairgrounds and they take a tour. They go to Helia Healthcare out to Emerald Point, and then they're going to go and take a country ride and be back then in the afternoon. So that's something that's very interesting for them.
That sounds great. And how many are usually participating with the Antique Farm Machinery?
Well, they'll usually have 100 different exhibitors plus. And last year, I think they had 30 or 40 go in on the tractor drive.
Well, that's great. I'm sure that that's quite an impressive sight.
It is.
The Bond County Fair kicks off July 31st and runs through August 5th. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.